John, here's a mystery for you. Who took the gay-themed literature off of Amazon.com? That was actually the debate yesterday when the blogosphere and the Twittersphere erupted in rage. That happened when it suddenly became a lot harder to find gay-oriented books on one of the world's biggest retail sites. The company said it was just trying to limit adult material and that gay literature was inadvertently swept up. But so is Amazon anti-gay? Or just clumsy? It's not completely clear, and the murkiness of the company's convoluted ranking and searching algorithms isn't making it any clearer. So to help us sort it out is Baratunde Thurston. He's a comedian, prolific blogger, and Twitterer. You can see his work at baratunde.com, and he's one of the many people opining about this yesterday on the internet. Baratunde, thanks for being here in the studio.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
Well, good morning. What do we know about what happened? Did Amazon really ban gay-themed books from its website?
Well, the first thing I know is that you just used the word Twittersphere. So you're going to lose a couple of points just for that.
Sorry.
That sounded kind of questionable.
It was really on the edge of sanctioned behavior. As far as what we know about Amazon, not much. The first response was from a low-level customer sales rep who said, we're blocking adult themes book. We had a gay author Sunday morning who found that his work was less discoverable on the Amazon system. Then later, the company came out more officially and said it was a glitch. Glitch is obviously a word with big fat quotation marks around it. And meanwhile, people have been building lists of books that they were also unable to find. Finally, last night, the company said that it was a cataloging error that affected more than just gay and lesbian books. Sexuality books, 57,000 titles in total is what they claim.
Right. Okay. Of course, this morning, when we searched gay and lesbian or homosexual on Amazon, we got to, 84,000 or 87,000 hits. So they've run and fixed this pretty quickly, right?
It seems like they fixed it. I mean, what has actually happened is really confusing. I was trying to spend money on Amazon, which is the way I found it. I was looking to rent a movie on demand, and I tweeted it because I tweet everything. And somebody said, hey, do you know that Amazon's blocking gay and lesbian themed books? And they use this tag, Amazon fail. After digging more, you find all this controversy going on. And the search results for homosexuality at the time were pretty much about how to not be gay. It's sort of like how to get over your homosexuality, how to avoid having a gay child. So there were all this seeming politics in the search results.
Right, so that doesn't go to glitch that swept up homosexuality or gay in some larger search term of sexuality or adult themes. It sounds like they delineated between the positive sides of being gay or lesbian,
right,
and wanting to not be gay or looking for advice on not to be.
And there were also other questionable items that were just fine. They maintained their sales rank. And what was really affected was the number that's called sales rank, which allows a book or item to appear in a top-selling list, makes searching more simple and more accessible.
Which is a trade secret of Amazon, by the way.
In the way that PageRank for Google was also
right,
a trade secret.
Now, is the story here possibly about the they? I mean, who is the they that's controlling this? I mean, you describe possibly a story that companies or portals, and Amazon really is a sales portal for so many products, are in a constant battle with people who are trying to manipulate the inner data and project political agendas, maybe just a prank, and that this is a more or less 24/7 operation to prevent this from happening.
It absolutely is. I mean, the company has millions of products, millions of customers, billions of dollars in transactions, and trillions of clicks, I'm sure, in any given year. So it's hard to police a system like that. When you have kind of Raising Your Gay Kids books is banned as adult, where Ron Jeremy's memoirs or Ann Coulter's books are not touched at all, it feels like there's some politics going on. A hacker actually took credit for what happened, and there's some possibility, but I'm not qualified to say how plausible it is, and some people have challenged whether or not he's responsible. What's clear is that trust has somewhat been violated in this case. You guys remember Walmart in 2006 when you searched for Planet of the Apes? You got Dr. King's biography, and there was a big sort of fluff up about that. In October, you searched for a terrorist costume, and Barack Obama's face came up on Amazon, and it was all because of user-generated tags that really threw the system off. So maybe that's what happened.
So it is feasible that user-generated tags, somebody with some kind of anti-gay agenda or social agenda, could have manipulated this on Amazon. Because I asked the question because their explanation of glitch, whether it was somebody with an agenda or just a stupid move inside the company, glitch doesn't really cover it either way.
Glitch covers their butt temporarily. You have to remember this did happen on Easter Sunday, and which is a very convenient time for someone who wants to, cause some trouble to have it happen when responsiveness is going to be a bit slower. So it's a bit tricky to understand exactly what may have happened. But with so many products, Amazon does rely on user ratings and rankings and tagging. And if they have an automated system that has a threshold where if something is hit as adult X percent of times or X number of times, someone could write a script that maybe takes advantage of that. The challenge is,
but of course, they're writing it all the time. People are trying to get first in marketing terms.
That's,
I mean,
right.
People are already trying to manipulate the marketing. So the politics is just one other step.
Yeah, and you have so many. Amazon, like you said, is a sales portal. It's a big gateway, and it is a statement unto itself. It's a very powerful ecosystem which represents what we value in society. And something / somebody said, I don't value this type of literature, therefore it's going to be removed. It's unlikely that the company made that decision on its own, but they certainly seem like they were victimized by it. And more importantly, their explanation is what's been lacking. So whether or not they did it on purpose or they were the victim of an attack or a concerted group of people came together, what folks want when this happens is an apology. That's clear.
Right. The strangest part about this isn't so much that it happened. It's sort of the ham-handed reaction that Amazon
had. Yeah, they're
now saying that it's a cataloging error rather than a glitch.
Right.
So
right.
The language is
very
evolving.
Rumsfeldian.
Yes.
there are books that we know and books that we don't know. And all of a sudden, but there's been no explanation or complete fix. And I think what we really need, for all these online systems to work, you need trust. You need Google to be trustworthy. You need Wikipedia to be trustworthy. You need a society like this to be trustworthy. And Amazon lost a lot of trust this weekend, not only in what happened, but really in how they reacted to it, which has been very, as they've said, ham-fisted and continues to be right now.
All right. Baratunde Thurston is a writer and a blogger. You can check him out on baratunde.com. I apologize for saying Twittersphere, but I'm going to say it again. Baratunde, thanks for joining us.